Fall weekends can be a nice time to catch up on things you've been meaning to do, including digging into a good book. The Collingswood Book Festival happens on Saturday, and that's where you can find books and authors to hit your reading goals. Poet Philip B. Williams, whose first novel, Hours, was chosen as the 2024 Town Book, will be there, along with Pete Rose's biographer, Keith O'Brien. There's a panel discussion on book banning, and the festival will have both new and used books for sale. It takes place in downtown Collingswood from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
The champ is here!
Yes, the champ is here. Simone Biles, the Olympic all-around champion and the most decorated gymnast of all time, is coming to the Wells Fargo Center on Friday night. She's on the Gold Over America Tour, and she's bringing fellow Olympians Jade Carey, Jordan Chiles, and Hesley Rivera with her. They'll perform their signature moves along with choreography and music. There are still some tickets left via resellers, and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Speaking of goats, it's Goattoberfest time. This is the annual fundraiser for the Philly Goat Project, a nonprofit that supports the community with free therapeutic and wellness programs. The Philly Goats will be on hand, 13 of them, to celebrate. Queen Dominique Lee is the host, and awards will be handed out for Best Halloween and Best Oktoberfest costumes. We'll have links to tickets on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Goattoberfest goes from 3 to 5 p.m. Sunday on the grounds of the Laurel Hill West Cemetery. Let's stay with the animal theme. Zoo Done It is taking place at the Philadelphia Zoo on Saturday. It's a scavenger hunt and mystery quest with the help of clues from some of the zoo's prior residents. You can play as an individual or as a team, and the grand prize winner gets tickets to the Red Rum Theater and a behind-the-scenes tour of the zoo. The ticketed event goes from 5:30 to 9 p.m. On to the revolution. Well, not Prince in the Revolution, but the Revolutionary Festival. It's at Germantown's Cliveden House on Saturday. Head back to the 1700s when basket weaving and candle making were all the rage, along with upholstery and blacksmithing. Demonstrations of those skills are part of the day. Historical reenactors will have you thinking that time has reversed unless their cell phones ring. It happens. Tours of the historic estate and other sites nearby are free, and so is the festival. It goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. While we're getting revolutionary, the Marquis de Lafayette, well, he's back. Well, actually, he's been dead since 1834, but an actor portraying the general who helped America win its independence and then helped the French do the same is commemorating the bicentennial of his original tour. On that tour, back in 1824, he visited 24 cities on horseback to the delight of cheering crowds. He's already been to Philly, but this weekend you can see him in Delaware, where a day-long celebration starts at the Robinson House in Claymont at 11:30 a.m. It moves to a few more spots, concluding with dinner at Jessup's Tavern in Newcastle. It's been around since 1674. There are still tickets to buy, but you better get them now before they're gone.
You see, that's your boyfriend, you say I'm out of line. Funny, he said I could call him up anytime.
Back in the present, tonight, in fact, we can enjoy the talents of Michelle and Dege Ocello. The singer, songwriter, poet, and two-time Grammy winner is at World Cafe Live. The show starts at 8 p.m.
If that's your boyfriend, he wasn't last night.
As we wind down this week's edition of Things to Do, we have one more show to tell you about. The California Honey Drops want to know why we can't fall in love again. That's the name of their tour and their new single. They're at the Brooklyn Bowl, Philadelphia on Sunday night. The show starts at 8. If you want to know where you can see Jersey Boys, the Book of Mormon, or what's going down at Shiverfest, and where to find things for the kids, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, where you'll find all of that and more. I'm Tanya Pendleton, hoping that you can fall in love again with your weekend. I'll be back next Thursday to give you the best options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
But if it don't hurt a little, you might be dead. That's what my mama said. It ain't nothing but a heartache. what happened to the good.